The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Episode 371 is here. Ta-da.
A lot of episodes.
It's fall season. Kind of feels like winter sometimes.
Depends on what time you wake up.
Summertime.
It was 49 degrees when I went to work yesterday. Yeah, or today.
It was cold this morning at 5:22 when I went to the car. I didn't check what degrees was. I just started driving. I was like, all right, heat. Let's go.
See it. You know, it's on the dashboard.
Apparently, the Astros have outscored Texas 39-10 at the Texas Rangers ballpark this season.
That's not great. And
they're currently up 4-0. I think Dusty Baker needs more bands on his wrist. This guy's starting things up the wazoo, but we'll get into baseball in a little bit. Let's kick it off with the fact that we're going to get the parade started in Hempstead. And we're just starting. It's already there.
I'm a numbers guy, and the numbers say we're not going to lose any games. That's just that the numbers. I'm just reading the numbers. And they say that the New York Islanders are unbeatable. That's what they say.
Based on numbers, it's Islanders and Vancouver in the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's all I have. That's the numbers.
Except Vancouver did lose to Philly. Vancouver lost to Philly. They got shut out by the Flyers.
There was a graphic from I think it was the NHL Twitter or something. Tuesday before we played, and it was like. It said, who will be the last one left? And it had, like, all the undefeated teams highlighted. And we were one. It was like, we played one game. Can we stop?
It's so weird because we played, like, two games in 4 nights. And now we're off for 2 nights. And they're playing, like, five.
The fact that they didn't play they only played one game the first week was weird. Like, they should have had a Thursday night game, at least. But, yeah, we have a back-to-back this weekend.
There's a back-to-back this weekend, then they're playing Tuesday, Thursday next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, and then Saturday, Monday. Is what's coming up. But it's not an easy road because you got the Devils. You got to go to Buffalo. I'm struggling right now. It's early.
You just beat Buffalo. Devils at home.
Devils at home in Buffalo, and then they got to play the Avs.
Yeah.
We're gonna call it. Hey, we're just gonna skip over this day, please.
Yeah.
Clearly, you want us to go undefeated, so we're gonna skip Tuesday.
Might have to skip Thursday versus.
Go right to Ottawa.
Yeah. Although they're beating the shit out of the Capitals right now.
Ottawa in Columbus and then hosting. This team never goes on the road. This team's like not going on the road. We're just playing every game this year at the new arena. That's it. There's like no road trip. Oh, here we go. West Coast.
It's got to be one eventually.
November 13th. They head to Edmonton.
There's got to be two.
Oh yeah, probably later in the year. But this is Canada trip is November.
Okay, and then they got to do.
Western Canada / Seattle.
Seattle, yeah. I wasn't sure if they threw Seattle in with the California or not.
They usually try and get the the Arizona.
Game with the California, yeah.
Because you could loop, you could do the.
You could come back.
You could do the straight down. You could do the straight up on them.
Right.
So, but then again, everything's a little different. sometimes they'll put the Colorado game with the West Coast and kind of hold like the Kings to be the game versus, or the Ducks, one of them to be this trip with Phoenix.
Yeah. When's the other time they go?
March-ish, probably.
So you said they go in November. Do they go in December? Nope. New Year's. Yeah.
Colorado.
Second, kind of Colorado, Phoenix, Vegas.
Right. And then there's got to be another one to play California.
You would think.
Flames, Kraken at the Islanders, outdoor game, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, March, like you said. Sharks,
random,
Ducks.
Random game at the Blues, Texas to Detroit.
Yeah. March 7th, okay, so March 10th, and 11th.
So that will be when the circus is in town, probably.
We have a 4-game road trip. We don't play at home for like 11 days.
Then
they pop to the Garden. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the November trip is Disney on Ice. I know that.
Okay.
Because Lightning McQueen is going to be there, I was told.
So you're going to be there.
Of course, Lightning McQueen is going to be there. Lightning McQueen is going to be in Sparky's house while Sparky's on vacation. Per Braden Owensteiger.
I mean, that you know what? That's as sound logic as I can come up with.
Well, in fairness, last year he was calling it Sparky's house, and when he was asking me where Sparky was, I told him Sparky went to Disney while Mickey came up here to hang out in Sparky's house.
Was Mickey at the game?
No, it was Disney on Ice. I took him to
Disney on Ice. Gotcha. That makes more sense. So they did a house swap.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Go on vacation. They swap. They take vacations at each other's houses. They never hang out, though, but they swap.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't explain why, what Elsa was doing there, though. I was like, she just tags them.
Yeah, they're just there. I can't.
I was like, why do you think it's so cold outside? That's what I said. That was my conclusion. What, like, it was like February.
They brought Frozen here?
It was like February, or maybe even like, yeah, it was like January or February when we went.
Okay.
And it was cold out, and I was like, why do you think it's so cold? She's right there.
It's just, again, spot the lie.
5-0, by the way.
Yeah, things are not going great for old Max.
What channel is hockey on tonight?
I put on, it was on Hulu. Or ESPN Plus.
Oh, whatever. I can go to ESPN Plus. I can watch any game I want.
Yeah, the only game I saw on there was Ottawa and Washington. But I'm sure it's Wednesday night hockey. I'm sure the Leafs are playing.
Pittsburgh and Detroit is currently on TNT.
Oh, okay.
And Detroit is up 4-1 with a minute left in the second period.
Okay, so one game is 5-1, one game is 4-1. I thought they're usually like the Canadian teams play Wednesdays. I guess they're playing.
Well, they usually play 10.
Oh, there's only 2 games tonight. So tomorrow they all play.
Oh, there's 12.
What?
Tomorrow there's 12, and then Saturday is 15, which means. I'm pretty sure that means every team plays.
Yes, I think. No, it should be 16.
Tuesday, they're 16. So, yeah, that means not every team.
So, when Tuesday? Next, this coming Tuesday, obviously?
Yeah.
That's when they are doing NHL Red Zone.
Is that why we're playing at 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday?
Yes, they're trying to stagger things because they're trying an NHL Red Zone.
Thank God I'm not going to be home to.
Why? Okay.
How are they going to do that?
It's not a thing, right? They're obviously not calling it NHL Red Zone. I forgot what they're calling it. But
Well, it's going to take them 2 hours to show every goal in the league at the end of the night.
But that's just, but okay, so forget that. That's just a show. That's just a coverage show. I don't know.
It's on the, it's like watching On the Fly on NHL Network.
Right, there's nothing different. What's
like, what are you going to do when a guy, when all the teams are in the offensive zone, you're going to go as many boxes as you can fit on the screen?
What's on, like, what's going to be your hook? Are you going to show power plays? You're going to show the end of game stuff? Like, that's just the end of game stuff.
End of period.
The first 2 hours of games won't mean anything. I don't know. Like I said, I saw an article on it. They tried it on, in Sportsnet, like the Canadian network did it.
Right.
But they did it the season of COVID. They did it like right before COVID, and COVID happened and it died, and it was geo-blocked, so I couldn't watch it. Yeah, it was geo-blocked, so I couldn't watch it. So I don't know how it went. But it seems like an okay idea. I just don't know what the hook is. What's different from just watching the coverage show?
Well, are they going to show us all leaving when Colorado's up 8-0 in the second period?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to end up focusing on two games.
Oh, that's why there's all the teams playing that night.
Right, that's why all the teams. And if you look at the starts, they're like, somebody starts at like 5 or 6. Well, and then they break it up. Well, that was the opening night.
6 o'clock, 6:30, 6:45, 7:00, 7:00. Everything is a 15-minute interval. That's right.
So they're trying to always have a game on at some point.
Toronto Washington's at 6:00. It starts off as a half hour because the second game is Anaheim Columbus at 6:30, and then it's every 15 minutes. And how did they decide this, that the New York Islanders have to play at 8:00 at night on a Tuesday?
Frozen Frenzy, it's going to be called. That's October 24th. And Buttigieg is the
host. I knew it was Buttigieg doing it. And I just found the link for it under awfulannouncing.com.
Well, that's the web. That's a website. they have a lot of Francesa stuff. ESPN will have traditional coverage of a triple header, featuring the Leafs, Caps, Bruins, Blackhawks, Flyers, and Knights.
Doesn't sound like they care about our game, so we should play at 7:00.
Buttigieg will play the Scott Hansen role, moderating action from the ESPN studios. At one point during the slate, there will be 11 games going on at once. It is currently unclear what dates they'll have. Okay. I'm still curious about what the quote says. Fans will see every goal, every power play, and every hit. That's not possible. You can't show me every hit. I'm sorry, guys. You can't do it.
You have to go a box. You have to have like 12 boxes. It's got to be that old school DirecTV.
It has to be 16 boxes. There's gonna, well, the most is gonna be 11. So 11 games on at once. Who the hell's gonna watch that? No, it doesn't make any sense. I don't love this idea.
Terrible.
Danny, thoughts on an NHL version of Red Zone?
NHL version of Red Zone? That seems like it's going to be very hectic.
That's where we're at, essentially.
It's going to seem to be very hectic, and it's just going to be all over the place. I mean, like with football, you have those 40 seconds of downtime between each play, so you're able to be like, all right, double box or triple box, and you're able to focus on a particular play with those 40 seconds, you know what I mean? So, good luck. Buttigieg is a perfect person for it, so that will be fun. I wouldn't have picked you couldn't have picked a better person for that.
Sure. So
I think that's the way to go with that in those terms of things, but it'll be interesting. You're obviously going to have delays in seeing goals and power plays and stuff like what you do with Red Zone anyway.
I need quad box. 4 power plays at once. Quad box.
The Octobox.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be nuts. I don't know.
Speaking of ESPN, by the way.
They're trying.
They are trying. our thoughts are out there for Barry Melrose. We haven't said anything. Right. We didn't say anything. Who's been diagnosed with Parkinson, stepped away. The hockey voice of ESPN for our entire lives.
Right.
You know. It was like ESPN 2, 10 o'clock at night, NHL highlights. Steve Levy and Barry Melrose.
Yep.
Those were the good days.
And he stuck around through all the nonsense that
he's the only one who stayed with ESPN.
Yeah, he's the only one. He could have went to the network. He could have went anywhere. But nope.
Well, he always said he always wanted to get back into coaching. So.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he, for like a week?
He did for a week, and I was like, nah, this isn't for
me. Yeah, I think it didn't go well. I don't know.
I think it was in Tampa.
It might have been.
87, 81, he was in the WHL.
Seattle. Then he was the coach of the 93 Kings.
Beginning with the 92-93 season, coached the LA Kings, leading them to the finals where they lost to the Canadiens.
Right.
Two more years with the Kings, finishing both years out of the playoffs. 13 years with...
It's Tampa. 08-09, he was Tampa's coach for 16 games.
On June 4th, 2008, he stated on Pardon the Interruption that he missed coaching and would entertain an NHL coaching offer.
So he started the season as the coach, it looks like.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And he's like, nah.
And then he was fired after 5-7-4 record.
Yeah, and they hired Rick Tockett, who is somebody's coach right now, the Canucks.
Who's hot. It was a hot team. 96, mm-hmm. He started with them and then returned January 1st of 09.
Right.
And then this year he was announced as the retirement. Apparently he was a part of NHL Network during that time also. He popped on every
so often. I guess he did both, yeah.
Kind of pop on every so often. Hey, Stevie Eiserman. So are we excited for the Phillies to win the World Series or
absolutely not. It's gonna good for them, I guess, but no.
I can't say I'm excited. But I am also I don't hate them.
I don't hate the team, but no.
I was mentioning it in the chat with they're that Sunday morning softball team that you want to be a part of because they're just having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all hungover all day.
That's it.
Now, I will say this. When the scrub backup catcher was talking shit about the Mets, it didn't make me want to root for them anymore.
No, it definitely didn't.
That guy was drunk at the first pitch of the first game of that series.
It
never stopped.
The problem here is, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I don't want any of the three teams besides Diamondbacks to win.
Right, right.
Because fuck Max and fuck JV and the Phillies are Philly. But since one of those things is going to happen, I might as well. The least evil is unfortunately the Phillies, I think.
I would pull for the Rangers.
If Jake was pitching, I would pull for the Rangers.
I would pull for Texas.
Yeah, I think I'm pulling for Texas too. If I had to pick,
you're getting butthurt right now.
But I'm pulling for the American League, but like we said, Philly is actually very fun right now.
Yeah. Well, you expect that.
You know, it's funny, people talking like they went to that Xfinity Sports Bar after they beat the Braves. And I get it.
Yeah.
You swept your probably your biggest rival at this time. Team you fight the most for standings at this point. And I get the celebration, but it's like baseball is the only sport that you actually celebrate winning every series.
It is true. Baseball is the only sport that you celebrate really winning everything.
Everything you accomplish in baseball. Like, you can have two celebrations just in the regular season by one just clinching a playoff spot and then one just clinching your division.
It is. But it's like, for the first how many years? I mean, we've had this playoff format. Even, the you know, we've had multiple wild cards since, like, what was it, 2012, right?
They added the wild card game in, like, 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
But this format's only in its second season.
Right. But, so they added the wild card game in whatever that year was, right? Before that, there was one wild card, and before that, it was just divisions. So it was legitimately the hardest of all the sports to make the playoffs. So I think that just became the culture that if you get in, you celebrate it because the season's long as hell and it's really hard to get in. Now it's just as easy as the other leagues. Well, almost as easy. Percentage-wise, it's probably just as easy because there's only 30.
From 69 to 93,
it was just divisions.
Four divisions. You imagine that. Divisions played each other.
You imagine that.
I mean, go look at the
85 Mets. I would have killed myself.
Go look at all those teams won 88 games, like 85 games every year at least, from like 84 until 92. And they just weren't as good as the other teams every year except two.
95 was the first year they added the division.
Right, I remember that. The Yankees and Mariners.
Second best record in its league would qualify, even if it didn't win its division. And also actually started where, let's say if it was like the Mets that was the wild card team,
since the Braves always won the division.
Yeah, we weren't able to play that team right away. That's why we played the D-backs in 99,
right. 2000, November of 11, they announced they were adding the game. And 2012 was the first year they did it.
Right, so now, you know, 10 teams are in now a third of the league when the other leagues is half. So I get the celebrations, but it's still funny.
No, it's hilarious to me. But we've said that every year. Even when the Mets were doing it, it's like, all right, let's just save it for one bigger one at the end of the road.
There's six teams. Oh, I just lost it.
Well, because you celebrate when teams
have ever won the World Series, by the way.
I think what?
There's been six wild card teams to win the World Series.
Before we get into that, I think the Mets did it right last year because I remember they clinched a playoff spot in like Milwaukee and they didn't go nuts because we were in a pennant race. They were still in the division race and it was just like, okay, woo. Like, I think Max had a milestone of strikeouts or something that day, too.
Right.
And they were like, okay, great. Like, let's have a quick drink and let's get out of here.
Right. They couldn't survive a spot in Milwaukee. And I think they lost the game, too, in Milwaukee.
Because if you think about it, you celebrate when you clinch a division or wild card spot. If you advance for the wild card, if you advance the CS, and then if you advance to the World Series, and then if you win the World Series, so you celebrate five times theoretically.
Yeah, you could, unless you get the bye, and then it's four.
Right. Like in football, you probably they don't really celebrate clinching the division that much. They do it a little.
Yeah, they don't really show it.
You don't know about it if they do, and then you don't see any of the playoff wins. But also,
they'll do the shirts. You see the shirts.
Championship games, they do a smaller one. So I would understand in baseball if you had like a NLCS party after the game.
Every sport does the conference championships.
Right. Getting to the championship is
So can you name the six wildcard teams, Vin?
I want to. To which is win the World Series, right?
Yes. Well, yes. One of them did it twice. It's your only hint. That is correct.
Yeah, that's true. Because they've never won a division. Marlins.
Florida Marlins, by the way, not the Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins. Red Sox.
2004.
They were the wild card that year, yes. Let's see. Royals? No, they won the division that year. Who was 2016?
Not a World Series.
No. Nope. Cubs.
Cubs won the division.
Yeah. It's because I was thinking the year before they didn't win the division.
They didn't?
When they played us in 2015, no, they were wild card. Because it was like the Cardinals won 100 games, the Pirates won 98 games, and the Cubs won 97. It was like something crazy. Right. 2015.
Oh,
they were
right.
All nuts. But the Cubs had the pitching. All right. See, the problem is I could go through and just name every fucking.
You've got him too. Another division of another one in our division.
Oh, the Nats were the wild card that year.
Uh-huh. Okay,
they lost to the Brewers.
Were the Braves?
Well, no, they beat us. They won the division against us that year. Did I say Cardinals?
Cardinals is one of them. You haven't said them. 2011.
Cardinals. In 11, right? It wasn't 06, but in 11.
06, they won their division.
Anybody out west? No, the Dodgers and nobody else has won one. Rockies got to the World Series with that wild card.
I'm going
to
tell you, the two that you're missing are both West Coast teams.
The Giants.
Oh, the Giants. Fuck, good call, Danny. And... it's got to be an American League one, no?
Mm-hmm.
Angels, 2002 Angels?
Yes. The Rally Monkey. 97-03 Marlins, 02 Angels, 04 Red Sox.
Steven.
11 Cardinals, 14 Giants, and 19 Nats.
Can you make a double thumbs up for me and see what happens?
What just happened? What is happening?
There's
right
a
now?
New... there's a new make a heart. Make a heart.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's that.
It's the iOS new... update thing. There it is.
Does it work on it? I wonder if it shows up on the YouTube.
It's showing up right
see,
now.
I don't think mine. I don't know. I'm on the thing. But yeah, if you do.
Suck, Vin. Your hearts suck. That's why. I thought it was only FaceTime, but that's kind of crazy.
It's supposed to make balloons when this happens, but I can't get it to do it. There you go. Good times.
I don't know. Now that I see those stats with the Angel, that the I mentioned it before you came on. They were showing a stat on the game, Danny. The Astros have outscored the Texas Rangers at the Texas Rangers ballpark this year, like 36.
Wow.
And they're up 5-0. So, it kind of opens up, like, can it make it a series? Who's going to go game four for the Astros? Javier's on the mound today.
Okay, so...
Justin
pitched I don't know who their fourth starter is.
Two?
I think Justin JV pitched game one, Framber pitched game two. Christian Javier, so they go. They're not going to go back to JV. I don't know what the days off have been. Who's their fourth guy? It's not McCullers, is it? I don't know. He fucking had Tommy John.
TBD is listed for tomorrow for both teams.
Yeah, because they don't name them until like the day of anymore.
Because if let's say the Rangers come back today, you may ask JV and be like, or Framer and be like, we need our ace today. We need someone that we know can go out there and dominate them. Because then it'll be 3-0. Then you're in a 3-0 hole. So you got to put your best guy out there.
Hunter Brown, he's a young guy. But he had a 5-year.
I have two right now.
What?
5-2.
Oh, 5-2.
Josh Jones is homered.
They could start former starting pitcher Rafael Montero if they want.
Oh.
The great. So funny how these aren't the first playoff games in Texas.
Let me see who started their other games. JV, Framber, Javier, Jose Ucurdy started game 4 against the Twins. So that's probably who'll be pitching tomorrow.
I think it'll come down to how the game ends.
Sure. But also, I don't think Texas really has a fourth guy either. So it's going to be a bit of a mess.
They could have pitched left-handed.
Sure. We long thought that would be better than a lot of people. So,
I mean, I would have taken it.
Do you guys want to talk about what happened in football this week?
Are the Jets going to the playoffs? That's really what I want to know. Because outside the Chiefs, the West, the AFC is kind of like all over the place.
What everybody thought the AFC was going to be this year hasn't exactly worked out to. It's a complete mess. Everybody, like I've been saying, the whole league, other than three teams, has been mid at best.
The three teams you expected to be at the top are at the top.
Right.
I mean, the Niners lost to the.
Yeah, Rams. That was crazy too. Because a Michigan man missed the field goal.
Yeah.
You know, that was his first miss in like a meaningful spot in like 4 years. He missed one like against Eastern Michigan Community College last year from like 65 yards.
Right.
Because we were up like 100. So we let him go out and try it.
That's cool.
And even Harbaugh's like, we're big. What were we supposed to do? The guy's going to pros next year. We might as well see what he could do.
Right. No, I think they also got hit with the injury bug a little bit on Sunday's game. So
you saw a change in the way Purdy was playing once McCaffrey and Debo went out.
Right. Well, yeah.
And it's nothing against the rest of that offense because they still have a lot of guys on that offense. It just basically took away Kittle completely because you had a you took all the best, all the weapons off the field. So Kittle was your number one option. But also,
I mean, it's not the same without him.
Also, you know, you got to give that Browns defense some credit. It's a solid.
No, they're top five defense. So
the Browns, they don't have
come back and be healthy. They could make a mess. Like we said, it's a very mediocre conference.
In the trenches, they're very good. They're going to run the ball. They're going to play good defense.
The fact that Myles Garrett just stands at the line and does crossover moves.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there's basically going to be three teams out of the North and possibly three teams out of the East.
And the Chiefs. Jets.
What?
Well, they can't. One of them has to have two because you have to have the South needs a team.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Someone has to represent that division.
Unfortunate. Right. Well, so, like, it's probably, like, it's looking like the Texans, for being completely honest.
Listen, if I, like I said last week, if I'm the Jaguars, I'll call the Broncos. What can you get for Judy? Maybe a change of scenery. Bring him in.
They already got Calvin Ridley. They're trying that already.
I know, but still, maybe Judy could make an impact. I think they need one. They need a number one wide receiver.
I think.
What team is this?
The Jaguars.
Jacksonville.
But they should have.
They have enough offense, but I feel like that one more receiver can make such a big difference.
They shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a problem. There's a lot like. We overrated people. Like, Justin Herbert, I'm not sure. I know the coach stinks, but I'm not sure he's all that.
No, he got paid to be all that, so he better step it up.
I think he...
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence, same thing. Excuse me. Well, I mean, it's been between, Lawrence hasn't played all that well. Herbert hasn't played all that well. Burrow's been hurt.
Burrow, the Chiefs. I mean,
the Titans don't have a quarterback at all.
The Titans, the Chiefs, like, obviously Pat is Pat, but their defense has been so good that he doesn't need to run the score up, so he's not putting up the numbers them as much.
He just wow. Who's the center fielder for the Roger, for the Rangers?
I have no idea.
Alvarez just hit a bomb to center field, and he got robbed.
Is it
full glove over the wall?
Josh Jung.
Oh, that's the guy who homered.
I'm just throwing a name out. I just know that guy is on the team. I don't know if he plays center field.
Oh, Tavares. Tavares is their center field.
Letty Tavares. Jeez. That guy's been around. Leody Tavares.
The ball ended up in the guy's glove. What are you going to review? The ball landed in the glove.
Maybe it hit the wall first or something?
Nope. Completely over.
I don't know.
Elbow bent at wall over.
Good for him.
But yeah, like, also, if I'm the Titans, like, where's the guy you drafted this year? Where's Will Levis? Is that his name?
He's the third string. So yeah. They have the bye week. So we'll see what happens when they
are off this week. They took the bye week.
Yeah.
I mean, the play calling at the 1 yard line was insane.
Can we not talk about the 1 yard line?
I mean, yeah.
No, they didn't. It was just as bad as you because they have Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's fair. They have much better.
And they put in Malik Willis. I don't.
Yeah, and they took forever on that drive too, which was very weird.
Giants, I mean, it's just not even – it's not even worth discussing, really.
No. Tyrod was completely stupid on that play. And then
– an otherwise not terrible game for him.
No, for a team that hasn't scored a touchdown in 13 quarters, they played really well on offense. So,
how many offensive touchdowns do they have this season?
Zero in game one, zero in game three, zero in game four.
Let's see if we can do it. Daniel Jones has two passing.
Don't look, Steven, don't pull it up. I'm gonna look.
Daniel Jones has two passing, so Saquon has one. And then Daniel Jones had a rushing, and then Breida against the Niners.
So the guess is four.
No, that's five.
Yeah, five.
Okay, it's, Daniel Jones has thrown two. There's two.
Ran one or two?
Rushing touchdowns. We have three rushing touchdowns.
So Saquon
one for Saquon Barkley, one from Daniel Jones, and one from Matt Breida.
So that's right. So one touchdown, one of the passing touchdowns was to Saquon.
Yes, and Isaiah Hodgins caught the other one.
Right, Hodgins caught the one to tie the game.
Game-winning, yeah, I'll tie, yeah.
Or game-winning, whatever one.
No, it was tie, because Gano kicked the game-winner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just a big shout-out to the offensive weapon, Darren Waller, who has 28 catches for 282 yards, but no touchdowns.
I'm at the point where we have so many weapons, it's like, because at the end, it's like you get back there and you don't have the time to actually look for them.
That's really what it is. I think they should get less weapons. I think they should go back to having nobody.
We played better with having nobody.
The Giants played better when they had Kenny Golladay.
I was talking to somebody at work today. The Giants have a top five pick next year. I want an offensive tackle. The only way I don't want an offensive tackle is if for some stupid reason Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting there at five waiting for
him. How many offensive tackles are we going to pick?
Not tackles, guards. Sorry. Inside guys. Oh. You got to get inside guys.
I mean, if we're going a top five pick, we're not going guard.
If there's a guard that's available, then I'm
that going. Would be an ultimate trade back spot.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless Marvin Harrison Jr. somehow falls to us at five.
Right. I don't the think only he'll skill guy. Be there in five. I think he's going to be a Bear.
So I was looking at Walter Football today. Bears have the first two. Denver had four or three. Who had the one?
The Bears have the first two picks right now because they have the Panthers pick. So it's them and the Bears. It's just the Bears.
Right. It's the Panthers first. Panthers get the first pick and they get the second pick based on schedule.
But they have the Panthers pick because of the DJ Moore. Yeah. They have both picks.
Okay. Arizona would be four. So there's no way of him falling.
No, I said he's going to be on the Bears. The Bears are picking him with one of those two picks.
Yeah, it's interesting. He has the Bears taking a defensive end.
That's not going to happen.
Well, it would be, I mean, sense-wise, it would be. But here's the thing. If Kleb doesn't come out, are you going to take the guy from Duke at number one?
He's coming out. He's not going to not come out, I don't think. He would be dumb to not come out.
He could make – they already calculated it. He'll make more money if he stays. Go take dance classes like Matt Leinart for a year at USC, ballroom dancing, and make more money on your NIL. But it's
that old saying, every football player has X amount of hits on them.
Correct.
So it's really interesting to see, do I stay and get more hits in the college game when I could get that second contract sooner?
But also look what he did against Notre Dame last week. Do you even want him on your team?
I mean, they are able to have one bad game. It wasn't great, obviously. I don't know.
He had three picks in the first half, I think I saw, right?
Yeah. Wasn't hot. I think
so.
Danny, want to get the picks?
Okay. Are you okay with your boy shaving his beard?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Big win against Notre Dame and against USC, and he shaves the beard.
Yeah, well, you should have did that against Louisville.
You would have thought he would do it there after a loss.
Ooh, we're moving to first place. Let's go.
Yeah, I had a rough week last week.
Somehow, you and I are tied.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Not there yet, buddy.
Almost.
By the way, I did my 14 team money line parlay that I always do for like a couple dollars every week. Money lines. Two L's.
Yeah.
That's it. Two L's the whole weekend. That's
pretty good. I did. I hit
the Eagles. The Eagles. The Niners, shocking.
I'm ice cold, and it all started from the Colorado Buffalo game. I went to bed thinking I had that locked up, and then I woke up.
Colorado
and
Stanford game.
I blew a 29-point lead.
That was part of my parlay that I put in for Saturday. Yep.
But I hit a three-team parlay: Bengals, Texans, Commanders this weekend. Nice little bump.
Aren't you just the greatest, Vincent?
I mean, it's the first one I've hit in a while.
Okay, so is Trevor Lawrence is up in the air, and Derek Carr only has one shoulder.
Well, I think his shoulder's okay now.
I'm going Jags just the event expecting Trevor to play.
Ugh. Who's their backup?
Bears? I think it was CJ Beathard.
The Jaguar?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Saints.
It is. Then Nathan Roque is their third string. I'm going to go New Orleans at home.
Oh, Go Jags.
Brian Hoyer versus is Fields playing? Do we know?
Still up in the air? I haven't heard anything.
So Brian Hoyer versus, I'm taking the Raiders. It doesn't matter. Every time Red Zone went to a Bear highlight on Sunday, it was another pick for that guy.
I'll go with Raiders as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears are not great.
Okay. Cleveland. Riding that hot train in Cleveland. Even though this has complete trap written all over it.
Yeah, it does.
Five earned, one walk, four Ks.
I'm going Browns. Their defense is gonna be able to handle the Colts.
You know that Gunnar Minshew is gonna be able to outplay the entire team. We'll come back this week. Worried about that one.
Oh, that's a lot.
the Patriots are really bad.
They're very bad.
Well, that's why I think the Bills can cover this one. There's zero offense in New England.
I'm going Commanders.
Honestly, I might bet on this game. No offense to you guys.
None taken.
The fact that it's only a 1.5-point spread, doesn't really matter who's playing quarterback.
Just don't fucking tie like you did last year at MetLife.
Yeah, and we're wearing our throwbacks. So hopefully the defense continues to play hard. Maybe we score a touchdown, offensive touchdown this week. That would be a good baby step in the right direction. And then we'll see if Jones is playing or Tyrod. So.
Give me Tampa bouncing back this week. Tampa's going to bounce back.
Yeah.
That's my opinion there.
I don't know. I feel like there's, like, negative regression coming for Baker. Like, he's been good early.
He's due to go the other way.
He's due to be bad.
Somebody wrote an article this week that the creamsicle jersey should be burnt and never brought back again. They got blown out. I don't know. I don't like Atlanta. They're not a good team. I think they're going to end up having a good year, but I don't know. They should trade with us for a quarterback for the draft.
Going Bucks. Going Lions. Ooh, this is a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lions here. I'm going to go Rams. Pick it. Yeah. He's going to see Darnold. He probably shit himself a lot.
7.5 is a lot.
I'm taking the Rams. Oh, we're on the Seahawks?
Yeah. We're up to the Seahawks.
I'll go Cardinals, be frisky, fuck it.
Like, Josh Dowd has not been that bad. It's annoying.
How much?
Well, I might have said this already, but I gave the coach credit. But it wasn't he the one who had like the, who was like weird, right? He had like Kevin weird press conferences.
He like came in and like was hugging everybody. And
yeah, and he was like saying weird shit to Kyler. I don't know.
Kyler got off the. He's able to practice now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's off. He's on his official. Him, Buda Baker, and also Jalen Ramsey have all been.
That was crazy.
Designated to return.
I was very surprised. I thought Jalen Ramsey was done for the year.
They said a year, and now.
Well, they said the same thing about Rodgers, and now.
Listen, look the way he was walking around and throwing the other day. People are honestly, like wondering.
This is like obviously oversimplifying it, but just play shotgun. if you went into a game and said, "When Aaron Rodgers is on the field, we're passing in shotgun, and when Zach Wilson's on the field, we're running under center." Or in shotgun, I guess. Would that work?
Nope.
No, it wouldn't.
Because all it takes is one hit to Rodgers' leg, and that's the game.
That's what I'm saying. Like they.
Remember, you gave him an extension, so you're expecting him to play next
year. Right. You have to keep him ready for next year. You have to.
I think if you go to Thanksgiving looking at the standings and say, okay, we have a shot at the playoffs, you may start considering.
He's not coming back before the end of the regular season.
I agree. But if it's like Thanksgiving, you're going to make that decision. Because if you feel like you're out, you're going to say, all right, it's Zach's team the rest of the year.
Aaron's right. Just shut it down. Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing, but relax. We're going to save you for next season. If it's Thanksgiving weekend and you're like, okay, we have a shot at making a wild card spot. Let's check on Aaron's leg. And they're like, He'll probably be at like 65% the rest of the season.
He hasn't been god awful, but he also just figured out that all he has to do is throw to Garrett Wilson.
Took the headband off. Just saying. I got the Seattle Seahawks winning this week.
I mean, Finn, if you don't run the ball 150 times with your running backs, we have issues.
Like, we don't have any running backs.
They're all hurt.
That's a lie. AJ
Dillon's too busy farming in video game world.
AJ Dillon turned into Eddie Lacy.
He did, unfortunately. No.
He's too busy in video game world farming.
That would be an excuse. He's not even Eddie Lacy. He just stinks. Aaron Jones is probably going to play this week. He should. But. I mean, I'm obviously picking them, but jeez.
If you're the Broncos, do you pick the biggest project quarterback to learn for a year under Wilson? Or do you pick a guy who basically is going to tell Wilson to go F himself in the draft?
You can't get rid of him, though. You can't.
Yeah. It's like a poison pill in the NBA.
So starting next year, the dead cap is 85, and the following year is 49. We have two more years basically of paying him.
Yeah. And then after that, it's 31. Now, the Packers, I think the Packers.
Yeah, but you could cut him at 31. That's the advantage.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The Packers have roughly that on them at the moment for Rodgers, and probably more.
You're going to take Russell Wilson on when he leaves the Broncos? No.
I'm saying it's a one-year thing. If they cut him when it's 31, I think the rest of it still counts. It's the 12 and the 4 and everything. It still counts.
Who, Rodgers?
No, Russell Wilson. Like, I'm looking at the thing. If you cut him, there's an out. Is that his out or their out?
It's probably their out.
I would hope so.
Usually a they're out at that point. Nobody's trading for this guy. That's the key.
No. No.
If you trade him before June 1st, it's 82. If you cut him, it's 107 for this year. Next year, it's... Yeah, again, nobody's going to trade for him at 36.
That's what I'm saying. So, you can't... You have
you
to
bring
just...
in the guy, like you, the UNC guy, and say, listen, sit on the bench. You're going to sit behind this guy for the next couple of years. He's going to
But
sit.
Also,
you're not wasting a first-round pick nowadays and having him just chill there when he's clearly better than a washed-up Russell Wilson.
Correct. But the other thing here is Peyton's just going to quit. If they have to deal, if he has to deal with this, he's just going to leave.
Right, yeah.
He didn't sign up for this. Like, he'll go back to being whatever
on
he
Fox,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy pick, Chiefs.
Did you guys know this? Is this the guy who was Paulie? Oh, no, he wasn't. Never mind.
I mean,
he was Paulie. He died like last week.
No. I thought he'd been dead for a while.
No. October 8th, 2023.
Oh, wow.
Burt something, right? Burt Young. Holy shit. I thought he was dead for at least a year at this point. Shit. Rest in peace, Paul.
Yeah, 83.
Wow.
Actually, 10 days ago from when we were recording.
Jesus Christ. Dropping like flies.
I'm going to take the Chiefs to cover this 5.5. Chiefs.
And then a hell of a Sunday night game.
Kelly Green.
Yeah.
Kelly Long Green Eagles. Jerseys are returning. For this
and
game.
They lost last week. There's no way they're going home and losing again.
The Dolphins there had the money on them right now, according to this.
Right.
Dolphins are just fun.
They are really fun. And obviously,
here's the thing.
Win.
Can the Eagles cornerbacks stay with the Dolphins weapons?
Yes,
I'm intrigued to see if Jalen ends up playing dressing this week. Because this seems like the type of game Jalen would want to rush back for.
No.
No.
I don't think he can. I don't think.
No, he's on IR.
The window's no, they opened the window today.
Yeah, but the window's like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but you could bring them back that first week. It's happened a bunch of times this year. That's how I know that. If a guy's on that 4-game IR, like Jonathan Taylor, they designated him to return, and then he played that Sunday.
Let's see.
I'm going to take the Eagles at home in their Kelly Greens.
Yeah, me too.
McDaniel already said he's not playing. But because they're easing him back into action. So we'll see. What happens in general. I'm also taking the Niners, but yeah. They said no to this week.
Yeah, I'm taking the Niners in that game. Over under in that game is 44.
I think it's an under. I don't think CMC's playing.
I was going to say 42.
Don't know if Debo is back. I think he should be. I think they said CMC is going to be out like a week or two.
They said everybody was basically healthy from what they... They got the best news for all of them.
Right.
Is okay. What the wording was. Because what's his name on the offensive line? Got hurt also.
Trent Williams
got hurt also in that game.
Oh, shit, that's all their best players. They're all questionable right now. But, again, right. Questionable. What does that mean?
Uncle Terry.
Uncle Terry. It's hey, it's Uncle Pete. It's Uncle Pete.
I hate my Uncle Pete. Oh, some podcast news. We did raise $150, in which we will be donating to the Israeli army for our support with them. So thank you for all to help us out with that one. We'll be sending that over this week. Again, the link is in our link tree on all of our social media pages if you would like to go donate yourself. Of course, there's a lot of places. I know Played Against Sports has been doing a bunch of things. Like their lights, like they have the lights that sit on the hats and stuff. They've been basically ordering them in bulk and sending like one box to Israel every time they order them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, people are sending duffel bags worth of food and things like that. So get out there, do your part, help out. It's crazy what's going on over there. With that being said, anything else, boys?
No.
That's it.
Maybe we win a game on Sunday.
Probably not.
Juan Rivera stinks this time, so maybe we'll get lucky.
We do own Washington.
Best of luck, really. I hope you win.
Me too, man.
I'm actually rooting for the Broncos to win more than.
Why would you do that? Why would you say?
Because that? I've been waiting for the Packers to be bad for my entire life.
I mean, they're bad, but the Broncos are worse, I think. If I had to guess.
I'm shocked they beat the Bears.
I'm not. But listen, it all could blow up in my face this week.
That's what Russell Raiders. Wilson has the best game of his life this week. He'll be like, oh, darn.
With all his team success, Russell Wilson has not been great against the Packers in general.
Wasn't he the quarterback on the Hail Mary?
He was, but that game was...
Doesn't count because it was the other refs. I know, Vin.
No, but that game ended 14-12. He did not have a good game up until that point. The championship game that we blew to them, he threw four picks. So he hasn't been.
Well, that's why they had their punter throw touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, right. I think it was the kicker, but yes. And then he played a regular season game after that he threw six picks against the Packers. So in general, hasn't been great. But, you know, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, he won the ones that counted.
That's all that matters. His team got the W's. That's all that matters.
That's it. I mean, really all that mattered.
Because some guy decided to jump in front of Jordy Nelson on an onside kick.
Yeah. I'm not getting going on that. I could be doing that till 12:30 at night. I could just good night, everybody.
We'll see you guys next week.